Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
Vicariously to people. All right, thanks for joining us. It's Wake Up Call as we continue on Sports Map Radio.
Yes.
Stacey King.
He was all right.
He was good. I liked him.
I am disappointed in you, though.
Why? I didn't ask him the question.
You had the chance. I wanted you to go there.
I'm going to set it up. There's no other word to say it. Hour one. There's no other word to say it than I chickened out, but not because I was afraid to ask him the question. I was afraid of the answer because I want to live in my own bubble that's unpoppable. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
All right. So like I came up with this theory. If you're just listening, I came up with this thought. And I said in hour one that I was treading on dangerous ground because I was making a comparison to Michael Jordan, which you never do in sports because everybody crucifies you when you do it. But I said Kevin Durant arriving late in the season, the Suns being eliminated in round two. There were injuries, and I get it, but it's very similar to when Jordan retired from baseball, came back late in the season in 94. Made it to the playoffs, played well, looked good. Everybody was like really happy, impressed. He was averaging 27 points a game, had a 55-point night against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. But when they got in the playoffs, they took down Charlotte in the first round but lost to Orlando, a Shaquille O'Neal-led Orlando team. And I said, this is similar. You add a superstar late, even if it is a Michael Jordan, even if it is a Kevin Durant, it's just the machine hasn't fully come together yet. And that was my thought. I feel like I made my case pretty strong about it, and I was afraid Stacey King would pop the bubble, and I kind of want to go into the weekend feeling like I got a bubble that's intact.
Yeah, no, I 100% get it. I know you weren't afraid to ask the question, but I was so curious because I think there are a lot of similarities, and I think he would have shot it down simply because you're dealing with, his royal heirness.
I was entering forbidden territory.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he probably would have.
He probably would have just said, no.
I played with Michael. There's no way these two are similar at all. In fact, they're two totally different situations.
Are you telling me Michael Jordan is the same as Kevin Durant?
I'm tired
of the Jordan-LeBron comparison.
Now,
let me get this straight.
Are you comparing the Phoenix Suns to a team that won three straight titles in which I was on, lost Jordan, came back and won three more? Are you comparing that team to what you saw last night? I would have been like, no, not really. Pop, it flutters down, the balloon falls to the ground.
Yeah.
All right, but he did make an analogy I liked, which was the Miami Heat are the band of misfit toys on the island of misfit toys, where he just takes players Pat Riley has done this for his entire life. He's found they have a bunch of undrafted players on the Miami Heat who are contributing great success. He said John Starks was bagging groceries. He found a number of other players on the Knicks back in the day. He's doing that with the Miami Heat. And I like that analogy. The Island of Misfits Toys is one of the saddest Christmas things that you see when Rudolph and company go visit. And there's the water gun that shoots jelly. And there's the Charlie in the box. I can't think of a better analogy to make than the Land of Misfit Toys, Land of Misfit
it
NBA
really
players.
It really is.
What's the other one? The doll that falls apart, or she? I don't know. Lost the, an arm or something.
I don't know what the doll's issue was.
Yeah.
I know there was the train with square wheels.
That's right.
There was the cowboy that rides an ostrich.
Look at you. Look at you, man.
Charlie in the box. You mentioned him.
Charlie in the box.
What was the other one?
There was a couple of others. There was a polka-dotted elephant or something like that.
Yeah. Which I don't understand
There was a tugboat that blew bubbles.
Right.
Yeah. There's toys that no kid wanted. And the lion said to Rudolph, "When you get back, will you tell Santa about our toys?" Right? Yeah. When you get back, will you remind the NBA?
By the way, was that ever a Christmas legend?
That there was a land of misfit toys?
A land of misfit toys, and all those toys were gathered by a king lion
who had wings. Exactly. Was there a belief in children that there was a...
Because I know that movie came out, in the late 50s, early 60s? I mean, there's some time to it, but was that a thing back then?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Was there?
I have no idea.
That is so wild.
That was an old fable or something.
That is wild. I mean, like, if it was a great analogy, I liked it. I like when you bring me back to my my childhood, my Rankin Bass childhood. I'll be doing that. Can only see a lion right now. Would you remind the NBA that Victor Oladipo is on this team? Could you tell them about the story of Gabe Vincent? Did you know Kevin Love is playing down here? Yeah, that's great. I love it. Stacey King, that was great. Land of Misfit Toys. Yeah, did Rudolph ever complete that promise? Did he actually tell Santa? Or did he go, if you could just get me on the island,
don't you remember?
Santa came down.
And grabbed the bag?
Did the kids go, oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we don't know if the kids were happy.
I got a water gun that squirts jelly. Yeah. Great. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. I was hoping for an actual water gun, but
this will be fine with square wheels.
Yeah, no. I was hoping to, like, take the train and, I don't know, like, roll it across the ground, but that's okay. It can just sit on the shelf and do nothing. Yeah. Thanks, Santa. I appreciate it.
Wasn't the other one like an airplane that swam?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah, I'm sure the kids loved it.
Or a cowboy that rides an ostrich.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was hoping for a cowboy that actually, I don't know, rode a horse. But an ostrich, just fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's fine, Santa.
That's my second favorite show, Santa. Yeah. The cowboy that rides an ostrich.
Exactly. So thanks, Stacey King, because I'm going down a Rankin Bass rabbit hole that I'm not going to be able to get out of. That was great. It was great. A good interview, though. He was very we bounced around all the NBA series that were out there. So tonight, again, the Lakers could get to the Western Conference Finals. We'll take on the Nuggets. And tonight could be the Miami Heat getting to the Eastern Conference, waiting for Boston and Philadelphia to stop throwing up on themselves.
And here's the God's honest truth. And this isn't fandom coming through.
Okay.
If you're going to go to the Western Conference Finals, you have to do it tonight.
That's right. Jack Nicholson going to be there?
Of course.
Is he?
All the celebs are going to be out. This is the hottest ticket in town.
That's the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson, man. I remember he got to go when I was young and they would play the Celtics. He got to go into the locker room. Like, he got to be in the locker room with the Lakers when they were celebrating. I'm like, how? That's a powerful move,
are you,
man.
Are you going to tell him no?
No, I'm not going to tell Mr. Jack that he can't. What was the bigger hit that he had in the 80s? He was in Five Easy Pieces, right? He was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Two Jakes.
He was in Two Jakes. He was in Chinatown.
Yeah.
So he was in a bunch of great movies.
Hit after hit.
He was not Batman yet. He wasn't the Joker yet. And he wasn't. I don't think Witches of Eastwick came out in the early 80s. I'm throwing back. That's a Michelle Pfeiffer, Susan Sarandon Cher movie.
Where he is literally, a demon pimp.
He's the devil. Yeah, he's the devil.
A devil pimp.
Exactly. No one better than Jack Nicholson to make that work. You ever seen The Departed? Isn't he great in The Departed?
He's so good. Here's another one. Have you ever seen that video of Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
Okay, so Jennifer Lawrence, she wins an Oscar. And I don't remember who was interviewing her, but Jack came up behind her and surprised her. And said, hey, you were really good in that film. And Jennifer Lawrence is like completely starstruck.
Oh, wow.
It's hysterical, right? And then, you know, she mentioned something like that's probably the highlight of the night, not winning the award, but Jack coming up to her and saying that. And then she makes an offhand comment like, you know, she's like, oh, I probably look like one of your ex-girlfriends or something like that. You know, because he said something to the effect like, you remind me of someone. He goes, yeah, probably your ex-girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Just being snotty or sassy. And Jack turns her and goes, we can make that happen.
Of course. I was hoping you'd go in the other direction, like the Ricky Henderson story, and go, yeah, Jack, we were in the same movie. We reacted in the same movie.
No.
I'm the co-star of that movie we were in.
That would have been great, too. But I think Jack remembers every girl he's ever been with.
I bet so. Hey,
on
darling,
screen or
you
off.
You look great in that movie. You won. Yeah, we were in it together. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, but it's funny because his fandom of the Lakers, how often do you get an actual seat named after you?
Yeah.
Like, who's the other guy that's sitting at Lakers games next to him? Is that Adler? Is that not Steve Adler?
Music producer.
I can't remember his name. Big time movie producer sits next to him.
All the time.
In the games. Yeah, all the time.
Or used to. I don't know.
Lou Adler.
Lou Adler, yeah.
Lou Adler. I don't know. Is Lou Adler still alive?
He may not be.
He may not be. I'm going way too old. I'm going way too long ago. So that's tonight. Yeah, expect the stars to be out there. Be out there tonight. So Lou Adler is still alive.
Oh, thank
still
God.
Kicking around. Thank God. Thank God. Maybe he'll be
We didn't kill another one.
Courtside with Jack. As they go for game 6 tonight. We'll see you Monday. Enjoy the weekend, everybody, as we continue with Wake Up Call.